Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Drones, much in the news. And drones are part of a conversation I started with Henry Sikorsky, the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center Executive Director, some week past. However, the events of these last days in South Korea, in North Korea, in China, suggest that there is more to this war game that Henry has compiled and played at least once, sometimes called tabletop, than at first I realized. Headline. South Korea deploys laser missile defense system to counter North Korean drones. Headline. Pentagon says drones over New Jersey are not being flown by any foreign adversary. Headline. Administration officials downplay East Coast drone sightings as members of Congress press for explanations. Headline. Chinese national arrested for flying a drone over U.S. Space Force base in California. Adding to that, headlines that are too numerous to read, that the South Korean government is now in disorder. The president has survived one impeachment effort. His former defense minister is in jail, where he has survived a suicide attempt. The police are said to have raided the president's office. The president's party is considering lending enough votes for removal from office immediately. The public has been demonstrating nightly in South Korea, in Seoul. And for the first time, there is evidence that North Korea is telling the North Korean people about the collapse of order in Seoul. At the same time, the People's Republic of China has been meeting in Beijing, private meeting, about what is to be done about our economy that's in tatters and nobody believes our stimulus packages. That's enough. Henry, I come to you because the game begins in May 2006 with unidentified drones flying into South Korean space. What happens? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening. Good to be on your show. Well, first, let me just make a disclaimer. I mean, much of the problem South Korea is facing and the president is facing is of the president's own doing, having declared martial law. It's not because of any drone that he's in trouble. But we will proceed to talk about this game because there are other ways in which governments can be stressed besides declaring martial law in a fashion that's not credible. And it's being stressed militarily and not being able to respond because they don't know who it is that's causing the problem. And the drone factor is played in this game, and it's now being played in the headlines of the United States. Luckily, so far, we're not stressed, but the game highlights what can happen. What starts off is unidentified numbers of, you know, a fair number of drones overfly Kori, which is the site of a nuclear plant in the southern portion of South Korea. And they do a demonstration explosion. Nothing is damaged, but explosions occur right over the nuclear plant itself, setting off alarms. And coincidental to this, the North Koreans are pleading with their patriotic brothers in the South to move towards confederation, push the American hegemon out of South Korea, and that the moment for confederation with the North, such that there could be two governments, but of course the North would guide the confederation to be truly Korean, getting the Japanese and collaborators and the American hegemon out of Korea once and for all, makes these announcements. That then, after some events, is followed by a drone attack that is effective in destroying one of the reactor's ability to keep its radiation within its bounds. And radiation starts to leak, and the winds blow it into Japan. This causes panic in Japan, evacuations in South Korea and Japan. And then finally, events unwind and a spent fuel pond is hit. Now, the radiation levels of that attack dwarf the incident so far. That is a Chernobyl plus like event that causes Japan and South Korea to need to do evacuations in the millions, and there are no place to put these people. They even are pleading to try to get these people out of the country temporarily because there's no place for them. So this is a challenge of both governments to be able to cope with. Finally, in the midst of all this, there is pleading by the hawkish government of South Korea to be allowed to strike who they think is behind this. And they think it's North Korea, although they don't have proof. And instead, the United States says, well, you know, we don't really want to work with you that much. We'd rather do this ourselves. And they attack, that is to say, we Americans attack some North Korean enrichment plant and a nuclear missile carrying submarine base or a submarine at a base in the north. But we don't consult with Japan and we don't consult with South Korea, making the South Korean government look weak and incredible. And the Japanese are outraged as well, because now they have to worry about the North Koreans possibly attacking Japan.
All right, let me take a moment here. We go to Beijing. What is Beijing's part in this? Is it fully informed of the North Korean provocation? And what does it want?
Well, it instigates it. Privately, it wants Japan and South Korea out of any fight that might ensue once the Chinese land battalions, not a large number, of troops onto Taiwan to cause disorder and confusion and hopefully a kind of collapse of the government.
So the U.S. Navy is now engaged with North Korea. South Korea and Japan are not participating, as was expected. And China has moved an invasion force against Taiwan. Is that where we are?
Well, except that I'm not sure the Navy is employed against North Korea, but the U.S. military is generally. And yeah, we now have a vector of military activity in North Korea, but the demand is to do something to protect Taiwan. We ask for the Japanese to help with their Navy to protect Taiwan. The Japanese clearly are not terribly interested, given that we didn't consult on the attack on North Korea on the one hand, aren't really helping them with their evacuation problems, and they're busy.
What we have then is a catastrophe built on the national headlines that we're now seeing in Korea, in the Koreas, in Taiwan, in China, and the United States. You didn't set out to do that, did you, Henry? It's just one of those things.
Well, with any luck, none of this will go any further. But I do think the drone incidents in the United States raise questions about attribution and preparation for what, you know, could be attacks that produce real damage, whether it's reactors or not, separate matter. It doesn't look like we have our act together, not yet.
Hybrid warfare is everywhere being discussed. Those drones are a form of hybrid warfare, if I understand. We know that Russia's bombarding the energy grid of Ukraine in order to drive it to its knees. Attacking the atomic energy plants is something we've talked about for more than 2 years in Ukraine. So the fact that it is in a war game doesn't mean that they're not planning it either in Russia or China or North Korea or Tehran. Is that correct, Henry?
Well, it's my concern. I mean, be that I'm sort of breathless and sort of an extremist in being concerned about this, but I don't think so. In my private conversations with planners in the Nordic countries that have nuclear plants, with people in Israel and South Korea, privately, they are quite concerned, as are the Japanese, that the nuclear plants, are vulnerable and that they are not ready to take on what might be an attack. Not only that, but there have been overflights of reactors with military drones in Germany, and the military drones are Russian, and they're publicly talking about this. So if you want to be breathless, there's plenty to work with.
And this war game has not been concluded, I understand. We leave it with everybody at war. We do not know the outcome. Is that correct, Henry? We've got 30 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what America is going to be able to do without Japanese naval support. Maybe they can pull it off. We don't know if the hostilities with North Korea, what North Korea is going to do next. And it could be that North Korea does do something that ties down even American forces as well as South Korean forces. The fate of Taiwan is unclear.
Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of Nonproliferation Policy Education. Henry Sikorsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.